this is Zach from UTForums.com.
Hey, thanks, Twin from StanAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oh my, do we all know what day it is? Yes, it is Saturday, November 9th. The day Silicon Ice Development releases Urban Terror Beta 2.6. I see everybody still joining the channel, joining the service to listen to the radio show. I am Oswald, and I will be your host here for, about the next hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Unfortunately, I still have a little bit of work to do to get all these FTPs up on the website so you guys can start downloading after the show is over. Beginning at, 3 p.m. Eastern, I believe. So, we're just basically going to sit here, rap a little bit about Beta 2.6, give out some shout-outs, some props, and hang out for a bit. We will be running a contest here. First prize, a PNY GeForce 3 Ti 500 video card. We also have a few cases of balls and some Urban Terror swag to give away, along with some headsets. So stay tuned in, and hopefully you will be one of the lucky ones to win something here later today. So that said, a little Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, right here, Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
competition website, the OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception, and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate, with ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence. The OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
Hey, and it's Oswald. We're back right here, Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Glad you could join us today, as we are releasing Urban Terra Beta 2.6 in about 2 hours. I got files uploading now for everyone who is going to mirror for us. As I said, I had about 300 requests, not only for FTP sites, but also for admins with servers. So if you plan on sending something right now, please don't. I'm inundated with requests for FTPs and for servers. So, you know, I've tried to fulfill everything I could within the time frame allotted. And unfortunately, I'm sure some of you are probably going to be left out in the cold for that. We apologize. Other than that, 8 months of development finally come to a head. And you guys will finally be able to play it here in a couple of hours. There will be some beta 2.6 sites. Server's up and running for you. Acetone, yeah, I am a little sleepy. 2 hours of sleep doesn't go very far when you've basically been working all night to get the release out the door. Ask anybody. Ask Blade Killer, Dragoon, Density 27. I think most of them have been up all night trying to get this thing out of the door. And fortunately, we've been able to do it. I feel it's pretty good. We're a little behind schedule here, but other than that, we're quite pleased with what we have. And looking at the FTP site right now, the upgrade patch is going to be approximately 87.6 megabytes zipped. That's 87.6. And this does include 10 maps. Yes, a total of 10. Some of those are maps that we have updated. Others are brand new maps, such as UT Mines, UT Metro, to name two of them. Turnpike from Woo. I'm sure some of you have no idea who Woo is. And what was the other? There's one more. See, I can't even remember all the maps. We have updated a ton of maps as well. I got to scroll back and see what they were, because you know what? I can't remember. Oh, Reykjavik from .exe. For those of you who remember Reykjavik was originally called UT101. Came out during the beta 1.27 days. He was nice enough to upgrade it after the 2.0 development, and he actually redid it again here for actually beta 2.3, but we were unable to include it. So it will be included today. It's called UT Reykjavik. If you can spell it, you're a better man than I. Also, some of the updated maps include UT Riyadh. I know many were sort of a little upset to hear UT Riyadh would be updated. For those of you campers, I mean snipers, who love to crouch just behind the little cloth railings there in each base. I know who you are who do that, but guess what? Those can now be shot through, so your ass is mine if I ever see you on the other side of that thing, just to let you know. So Riyadh has been updated. It's just a touch smaller. There are no doors, so you really can't camp the doors any longer. Actually, there are no doors on the map any longer, so you can basically walk in, walk out at your leisure, and the spawn points are pretty well protected in the back corner of the level. Very cool map. We've had a good time with it during the testing phase. As I said, we also have a new map called UT Turnpike. That level was created by Woo. If you don't know who Woo is, Woo started was actually one of the original Sid members before Sid was Sid. We were basically just the Urban Terror team at that time. Woo had a couple of maps in development. One was actually called UT Beach House. And he also had a city map. I want to say it was called UT City. But, couldn't do it. So, actually, you know what? Anyway, we had, what was I saying there? I lost my train of thought. Sorry, I'm just watching something here in the, in one of the channels. Anyways, let me get back on track here. Turnpike, was created by Woo. His city map unfortunately got deleted, and UT Beach House was never released with the original distribution. So he has come back and he has created UT Turnpike, which is kind of an interesting map, plays very well, looks just beautiful. We have, what else do we have? Twin Lakes version 2. For those of you who remember Rabid Cab before he was on the development team, he did release the original Twin Lakes. It, interesting map, snow-covered map, but he's made some excellent strides, and has put, God, who knows how many months of work into Twin Lakes 2. The skybox is just amazing. The sun entity, the huge trees, the effects of the snow, everything is just incredible on Twin Lakes 2. And for those of you who like to kick it old school with the Action Quake style map, we bring back UT Uptown by Battle Cow. With thanks to Dragon for compiling and helping out a bit on that with some player clips, things of that sort. But UT Uptown will also be included in this distribution. There was some some possibility that this was not going to be made available during the 2.6 release, but we're fortunate to pound it out last night, check it out, test it, and it passed, so we've decided to stick it in. That's probably the only map that really got a true facelift, that and Riyadh. But Uptown, there are some big changes in that, so pretty cool. You have to check that out, too. UT Metro, that's another Action Quake 2-style map. It's a large city made by Barbecue. Of course, we give props to 27 and TSN Central as a street name in that map. Very cool. And what else do we have? UT Mines, an underground, sort of a, I won't say it's pressure zone type map, very tight, narrow corridors, a couple large rooms, plays very well. I know we've showed off quite a few pictures of both of those. And who knows, maybe there's some other secrets in there that we haven't talked about. And, of course, one of the all-time favorites, UT Docks. Again, a map by Battle Cow, with some help from myself and mostly from Dragon, again, to optimize and tweak it. And you should see some improvement on frame rates in that map. So that's just a taste of what you can expect here for the maps. I got to step away, hit the refrigerator. I know it's only 10 o'clock, but you know what? It's already time for a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. I'm hitting the alcohol early today, and for good reason. We're gonna come right back. The little Black Label Society. The song's called "Demise of Sanity," right here on Urban Radio.
It's gonna break your soul.
priority network access for the quickest possible downloads from a truly massive file collection. All File Shack servers are hosted in speakeasy DSL facilities around the USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth. That's a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. File Shack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the speakeasy network. With File Shack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files fast.
Hey, and it's Oswald back with you live here, Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We do want to thank you for joining us today. Big day for everyone, especially the development team, who's put 8 months of work into this, and we hope you guys enjoy playing it as much as we have spent creating it. There has been some downtime, and I know I talked about this a little bit yesterday. Overall, it was about an eight-month development cycle, a few months longer than what we're used to. But, you know, we pulled through it. We did have to get a couple new coders as Apoxel was hired by Raven Software. Did a little work on Soldier of Fortune 2. So, of course, we brought in 27, and his little his little buddy, as we're calling him. No, just kidding. Just kidding, Density. And Density from New Zealand. And those two guys, after they got in, worked amazing together. And, you know, I know the whole development team wants to send props out to both of them as they've busted their ass here for the last couple of weeks trying to get everything together, get the code together, listen to what the testers and the quality assurance folks were saying, and get everything fixed up. So, fortunately, we're pretty much set to go here. As I said, the files will be released after the radio show. You may have to give me a few minutes. So, you know, somebody just sent me a message saying, what do you mean everything's not done? Well, everything's close to being done. it's the best I can do right now. So other than that, you guys can have fun, listen to the show, some music, and hear a little bit about the development. We do have some new skins in there, as I'm sure you've heard or have seen. I gotta pull up a file here so I can refer to it. Give me 1 second, and it is, what file is it? There it is. Here it is. I'm checking the file now. Many new features. Blade Killer and Miles have updated all but one of the skin sets. Also, check out the SWAT skin set from Miles. Awesome looking skin set. What else have we done? We've also replaced the M4, the Colt M4 model, with a new assault rifle model called the ZM. LR-300ML. Say that in one breath 5 times. Actually, we sort of refer to it as the 300ML or the LR-300ML, however you want to refer to it. But that model replaces the M4. And while it was originally intended just to be a mod replacement, there were some changes being made to the M4 originally. So for many of you, it's probably going to feel like a new weapon. But and if you want to know where the M4 went, well, we didn't like it any longer. Good gun. And it's gone. Sorry. We figure this is a better model anyways. Right, Crazy Butcher? We have also added the AK-103. I know we've showed that off. That was the first weapon we actually showed off that was completely finished, the AK-103. That falls somewhere between the ZM-300 and the G-36. Powerful weapon. Somewhat inaccurate, but very strong. We also have a new UMP-45 model and skin, Blade Killer again on the skin, and a Crazy Butcher on the model. As many of you have seen on UrbanTerror.net, we did implement something we call the mini-map. This not only displays players on your team in team games, such as CTF or Team Survivor, it also will show flags and where the flag is at all times. So if you're moving and you have the flag with you, your teammates will be able to see where you are. We hope this, along with the radio calls, will help promote some team play. And then there's a couple CVARs that go along with it. You can check all the CVARs out in our new manual, urbanterror.net/manual. It's an all-new manual, completely updated. Do want to give props to Warhammer, who helped out on the server admin page. That's Section 8. For those of you who won't read the manual, Section 8. We do have a quick install section, so you can check that out, and I'll jump into the menu here in a few minutes. But there are 6 CVARs that go along with the mini-map, so You can check those out. You know, now looking at it, I forgot one. Map toggle. Oh, well. You guys can find that in the manual, too. Map size, map alpha, map arrow scale, map arrow alpha, and a map position. All those can be applied to the mini-map and the triangles on the mini-map. As I said in the intro, we did add some new maps, UT Metro, UT Mines, UT Turnpike, and UT Reykjavik. And along with that, we did add UT Twin Lakes to the distribution file. We also have a new shaking effect when a grenade explodes. If you hold a grenade too long, you will, you'll get a little bit of a surprise, so you can check that out. Kinda cool. Kinda cool. What else have we done for you all? I'm actually just running through some of the new features we've done. Density and 27 being the, coders they are, they added a couple server admin, commands. One's a slap command and another's a big text command. I'm sure you admins out there will find some use for those. I don't think I need to explain them, do I? Hopefully not. And for those of us who shoutcast Urban Terror, such as Jeff T. Whispers, myself, Van Silly, Matrix, who else did I forget? And I'm sure there's a few other. I know who else? DJ Wheats casted one before. We have a new client-side CVAR called Spectator Shoutcaster. So now if you're in pure spectator mode, you can actually go around the map, go through the buildings, but you can actually see the tag of the player, their health, and the weapon they're carrying above their head. Very cool feature. And that was something I wanted in there in order to make shoutcasting much easier. We also added the headshot. So now you can actually decapitate a gamer with some of the weapons. And what those weapons are, well, you know what, you can find out. But there was actually a screenshot of a decapitated player on UrbanTerror.net. I believe it's a center picture featured on the map Docs. And for those of you with young kids at home who think blood and gore and decapitating gamers is just a bit too much, you can now toggle on and off com_blood, and that'll remove all the blood and the head removal. So hopefully that, I don't know, more blood the better, right? But it should help. I know some people have asked for that, some with kids, and we did it. I didn't forget you, Whispers. I got you, fool. I heard you. Oh, man. We've been going at this since what time last night? I don't remember. But it's finally here. You guys will be able to play it. And rest assured, Blade Killer will have her server updated later today if you want to join some of the SID members on it. And for those of you who encounter problems, we will be on Pound Urban Terror probably for most of the day. So if you have a question, we would like you to check the manual and the FAQ, the Frequently Asked Questions section, which I will upgrade or upload here at the next break. Hang on. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm going to upload the new FAQ page here in just a moment when I hit the break. And come back, and we will get into the contest. Everybody wants free prizes, right? You guys like balls. You want Urban Terror T-shirts. You want some Altec Lansing gaming headsets. Sounds cool, huh? Well, guess what? You'll be able to get that and maybe even a GeForce 3 Ti-500 courtesy of PNY right here on the pre-release party of Beta 2.6 for Urban Terror. I'm Oswald, and you are on TSN.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Prepare to go.
Excellent. Game on.
We'll be right back.
in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Hey, hey, we are back live right here, Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I am your fun-loving host in the box, Oswald. Also one of the Siliconized Development team members, and for those of you who have never heard before, we do hold Urban Radio each and every week. It started last December when we released our level design contest map pack, and since then, we've actually hosted one just about every week, with the exception of the last 7 weeks, as sort of took some time away from the mic and from TSN in order to concentrate on the development in hopes of getting Beta 2.6 released. And that day has finally arrived today, November 9th. Thank God. Also, one disclaimer, if you're sending me a private message for a shout out or to request a song. Please don't do it because, for one, I just don't, I probably got 200 windows up here that are open right now, and, music is already set thanks to Mungo Zen, the happy fatty who provides all the music on Urban Radio. And, for a list of, the playlist, you can go over to thesixthfloor.com, click on radio, and then down at the bottom there's a link that'll show you all the playlist. And, gotta say hi to the boss too. What's up, Cold Shot? Cold Shot, head man over at TSNCentral.com, good guy. And, gotta make him happy, right? Of course we do. So, just those two things, if I could. Getting back to some of the other things we have done, there's been quite a few modifications and, quite a few bug fixes. The Team Survivor code was completely rewritten by 27 in density. There is now a match ready, so, both teams can actually warm up before a round. Actually, you know what, I gotta do something here for TSN, so let me step away and play one more song while I do this, and we'll be right back. I'm Oswald, you're listening to Urban Radio, right here on TSNCentral.com.
We got the
dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game fitting web. OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. It's been available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence. The OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com. Would you like your files served to you at mock speeds? File Shack is a network of lightning-fast servers with a direct cross-connection into the Speakeasy DSL user base, giving users of Speakeasy DSL priority network access for the quickest possible downloads from a truly massive file selection. All File Shack servers are hosted in Speakeasy DSL facilities around the USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth that's a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. File Shack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the Speakeasy network. With File Shack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files fast.
And it's Oswald back with your live urban radio on TSN. For those of you who have probably heard a decrease in quality, I had to actually switch the switch the bit rate in which I'm casting, so that's why it's a little bit lower, and the quality is probably not as high as it once was. So if you're having problems, just reconnect to either server 1 or server 2, and all is good. What else do I want to pimp? We actually want to pimp worldogl.com. Urban Terror does have four ladders up there right now. We do have a follow the leader open. We have an Urban Terror 2v2. We have a team open, and we have a CTF open. Currently, the more popular one is the 2v2, but we do expect good things happening here, seeing as we have released beta 2.6. Just don't try to watch seven different channels at one time. I'm glad I'm not in as many as I used to be. Anyway, World OGL, you guys get a clan together, hop on the OGL, and kick some ass. That's what it's there for. Miss C is one of the admins, Jaster, PD, and I'm sure many of you know who Tapper is. They're all OGL, and actually looking at the 2v2 open right now, it looks like the Mercenaries, Clan Triad, hold the number one ranking in the open 2v2 division. So check that out, sign up, and it's a good time for everyone. And we will attempt to shoutcast as much as we can the OGL. Pimp League, that's all I got to say about that. As I said, we do have a contest. For those of you who are interested, we will be giving away some big prizes today. As I said, a PNY GeForce 3 Ti 500 video card. For those of you still running that puny little TNT2 card, 16 megabytes of memory on it. You know the small ones that don't run Urban Terror very well. Well, yeah, you can now hopefully win and get a new video card. We also have a couple cases of balls, some Urban Terror T-shirts, and some Altec Lansing gaming headsets. Contest is very simple. There's going to be a link I'm going to be spamming in Pound Urban Terror. It's going to take you to a page, a contest page. Read the rules. Submit your answers, all the information we ask for, and send it in. It's that simple. It's easier than the SAT. I mean, you don't even have to compare what this word means with that word. You have four choices. Select one of them and then send away. As I said, first prize is the GeForce 3, case of balls, T-shirt, and the Altec Lansing. And the contest link is going up now. You can check it out, urbanterror.net/contest.asp. urbanterror.net/contest.asp. If you think you have what it takes, feel free to enter the contest. And we will post the winners on urbanterror.net later today or tomorrow once we sort through all the entries and get our winners. I'm sure you guys will dig that. I will continue to give out the link, urbanterror.net/contest.asp, right here on Urban Radio. And you guys can have a good time with that. We did have a good time creating it. As I said, we do have a new Urban Terror manual up, thankfully. We've had a few people working on that. You can check it out. It is all brand new. 10 different sections in there. There is a troubleshooting section. Currently, it is up to date with some of the current problems with the Punk Buster integration, courtesy of the 1.32 point release from id Software. We also have some basic troubleshooting in there for Urban Terror. If things aren't working like they should, we recommend you check out Section 10. And there's also a place in there to report a bug or a problem that you have. Again, it's very simple. You just enter about 10 fields, your name, your OS, motherboard, operating system, all that good hardware information, a description of the bug, what error message you get, instructions, and any additional comments. Feel free to send it away. That email comes directly to me, and I will check it out and send you something back. You can check out all the new MIPS, the new maps. Can't talk. We have some screenshots in there. That's pretty cool. one section you should pay attention to, the user controls. We have updated that. One of the big things in there is changing the color of your crosshairs, which you can do not only for your standard crosshair, but also for your teammate. You will not get a changing color of the crosshair when it goes over an enemy. That would be cheating, and we don't like to do that here at Urban Terror. We do have some new team skins. You can check out Section 4.4.6, the player model skins. And you can see we now have skins according to team color. The red team is made up of Desert, Tag, and Terror skins, more or less warm colors, browns, dark greens. The blue team is made up of Cobra, SWAT, and Urban. They're cooler colors such as blues and greens. And to be honest with you, if everybody on the server had the same skin, you would need to use the arm and the leg bands, which is currently what many gamers still use. But hopefully we can get rid of those here very soon and make a move to the skins only. All the pictures you see on Urban Terror Net today and the past week, I haven't shown the skins. You continue on down in Section 4 under Controls and User Interface. And Section 4.4.11 describes the mini-map. The CVARs that go along with the mini-map, as I said, such as CG underscore map toggle, which toggles it on and off. There's also a screenshot of the 9 different positions you can have the mini-map in. Default is set to 0, which means it's off. And for those of you who have seen some screenshots, we have updated many of the mini-maps. My God. Spellbinder, those questions are easy, my friend. Answer them now, damn it. We have updated many of the mini-maps, a lot of the mini-maps. You may look at Woo's map, mini-map, on UT Turnpike. His is going to vary from Rabbit Cows on Twin Lakes, but yet all the mini-maps we made for our maps have been touched up, have been tweaked, and probably look a little bit better than what some of the community ones will have. But for those of you out there who are mappers, please feel free to tweak your own mini-map, and don't forget to include it in your release. It's going to be an important thing to do now when you release a map. We also have, you can go down a couple other sections and you can see the little radio call when someone calls for a medic. That player who is calling for a medic not only will have the medic icon over their head for the medic to see, but on the mini map you will flash red, which means you're in pain, you're in trouble, you need immediate assistance. And lastly, in that section, 4.5.7, assigning the string variables. There are some new string variables, such as string crosshair, and this will show the current location under your crosshair, so you can bind that, so you can actually say something along the lines of enemy spotted at, and then string crosshair, and it'll tell you where the enemies are at. Again, something else to promote team play, not only on the pubs, but also for clans. We're kind of excited about that. So you can check that section out as well. For those of you who will download it, we have included a... what's that called? I can't even remember. I'm losing it. I'll get back to that. I can't. I lost my train of thought for a minute. Check out the weapons. We will have new weapons coming in updated versions, but we do have some new skins on some new weapons. The K-Bar, the next generation knife, we do have a new skin. Thanks to Miles, he has updated the Beretta 92FS along with the Spaz 12 shotgun. All three of those got new skins along with the UMP
45. Of course, the LR300, the AK-103, and, of course, my favorite, the G36. I just love that gun. It looks better now. And thanks to the German crazy butcher, we're going to have an all-new model for the G36 come Beta 3, maybe even before. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. It's going to be very cool. And, of course, you have your two sniper rifles, which I'm sure many of you prefer, the SR-8 and the PSG-1. And some cool little effects, which you will see on the weapons, as we have added a shader to it. So you can, it has a little bit of reflectivity on it. Very cool looking. You will have to check that out as well. Sorry, I'm going through all my stuff to try to remember what I was going to try to say here about the manual. And I'm looking for it. Ah, the PDF file. That's what I wanted to say. We have included a manual.pdf, so now you can actually check out the manual offline. You don't have to go online. And hopefully that'll help some of you who have either wanted to print it out or don't feel like checking online or reading the manual, feel like a noob, you know, any of that good stuff. So check that out. Also, thanks to No Logic and Talon over at UT Scripts, which, by the way, has changed sites temporarily. You can now check it out on desrat.com, and all the links in the Urban Terror Manual will link to that site, including the ones on the webpage. Seeing as UT Scripts hosting is having some issues, Desrat decided to help them out, so you guys can still have UT Scripts and use them at your leisure. Come back, talk a little bit about weapons. Don't forget the contest, which you can get into right now, urbanterror.net/contest.asp. That is a contest. Give us your answers. How well do you know Urban Terror? If you know it well enough, then guess what? You will win a PNY GeForce 3 Ti500 video card courtesy of Silicon Ice Development. And with that, we're going to be right back. I got to step away, grab another Sierra Nevada, some water, and rest my voice here for a minute and see what's happening over in the TSN channel. We'll be right back. I'm Oswald. You are listening to the Release Party of Beta 2.6 right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
It is Freud's primal part of the human psyche, and one of the hottest game shops on Earth has been rocking the gaming world from Mesquite, Texas since 1991. As a renowned leader in the industry, id Software forged such frenetic titles as Wolfenstein 3D, Doom, Doom 2, Quake, and Quake 2. With intense graphics and mind-blowing action, id games have helped redefine the modern video game, continuously setting industry standards for technology and gameplay. And in keeping with tradition, id Software has amplified the world of adrenaline-pumping 3D gaming with the release of their latest action titles, Quake 3 Arena, Quake 3 Team Arena, and the executive production of Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Id's advanced Doom 3 engine is leading the next revolution in 3D interactive games. Check out more about id Software at www.idsoftware.com.
Let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the...
We'll be right back. gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it!
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Teen Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.
The Online Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate, with ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence. The OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. Might have took the long way, but we do. We can't get so crazy. Let's get pumping. We'll never make it, but let's look at it.
Oswald back with you here live, TSN. You're listening to Urban Radio. You can go to the website, urbanterror.net, click on the radio link, and check out some of the previously recorded shows. As I said, we have been doing the show for about the past year. I know some of you said, hey, great show yesterday. First show, actually it wasn't the first show. It was about show number 40 or 50. But we are back on the air and hope to remain that way here for the next year. Giving you guys like 2.6 and want to play it a little bit. We do have many leagues lined up, as I pimped here a bit earlier, the OGL. We have STA and Cal, TWL. Over in Europe, we have Barry's World. We also have, I just lost my train of thought, Clan Base. That's who, I couldn't forget Clan Base, could I? And others. So grab some buddies, make a clan, get a cool tag, and head over and join a league. Team Survivor, CTF, it's all good. Wait till 2.7. Now, we don't want to hear that. When are we getting 2.7, Sid? You'll get it when we're good and ready to give it to you. How's that? Actually, we're probably going to take a little bit of break here. Take a little bit of break in development while everybody enjoys 2.6 for a few weeks. And then look to see what needs to be corrected and fixed for 2.7, and then update it. Oh, yeah, and everybody who keeps spamming me about what my favorite beer is, you guys are funny. If I give you my address, will you send me a six-pack? I can't. Yes, yeah, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, the unofficial sponsor here of Urban Radio on TSN. Is that what you wanted to hear? I know it was. Okay, getting back to a few other things, seeing as we know you all hate the manual, never read it. I was talking about Talon and No Logic setting up some charts here, talking about weapon key assignments. There's an excellent chart there that gives you all the weapon ID numbers, numbered 1 through 15 for things such as the knife. Actually, for everything, the Beretta, Desert Eagle, et cetera, all the way down to the AK-103. But you can actually set that in your config file. Set a weapon modes underscore save, and then you'll have to actually check out the page here and see what I'm talking about. But it's pretty cool. It's under Section 5, last couple of sections, called Weapon Key Assignments. We know people wanted to see items and weapons bound to exact keys. That hasn't happened yet. It might in future development. Right now, this is the best way to do it. We also know people want to be able to drop their knives. We may make that an option as well. We've also heard people wanting to carry two pistols, not necessarily akimbo, using them at the same time, because we've already said that's a no-no in Urban Terror. We're not going to do that. But some people want to carry a secondary weapon, being a pistol, as opposed to a shotgun or a UMP or a MP5K. So, you know, that's some of the stuff we have forward to look to. Is that right? No, I think it is. Anyway, we'll also have a new game mode in Beta 2.7, which has a little bit of a twist to it, courtesy of the coders, courtesy of 27 and Density, a.k.a. Gilligan. So if you see him, ask Gilligan how the skipper is. He'll know what you mean. Also, if you go under the gear, you can check out the gear bindings, and they also can be assigned a letter. This actually goes for weapons, too, but you can actually set all your weapons, including their firing mode. Pretty cool. Again, that came from No Logic and Talon over at UT Scripts. And so check out the manual. I know, I keep pimping the manual. You know why? Because I made it, that's why. Of course, not to take anything away from this outstanding development team. Urban Terror wouldn't be where it is today without the entire team. And for 2.6, Barbecue has done all the sound and music and worked on some levels. Basilisk, our professional teabagger and web development guy, has been working his ass off. Battle Cow, he's updated his two maps. And allowed Dragone to sort of polish them off and compile them. Blade Killer, I know a lot of her call her Mom of Silicon Ice, but she's awesome. Her skins are just incredible. You got to see her textures, and she's actually getting a little talented working on maps too, isn't that right, Blade? Crazy Butcher, the German, as we call him. Hey, Yavor. You hate that, I know you do, CB, but smile, buddy. It's over today, right? He is our lead, one and only animator. You can see some of his work over on his website. Just click on his signature file, in the forums, and you can see some of the animations that will be featured in Beta 3. He's also our modeler. He's done a lot of work on the new models, such as the ZM model. I forgot what it was. The ZM LR300ML. Is that right? I think so. Density, our little Kiwi, Gilligan from New Zealand. Unfortunately, we have to pay homage to Kelly, his dog, who unfortunately passed away yesterday. I guess got hurt. But Density, we love you. Stay tough, bro. Dragone, who was brought on during the development cycle, has played a good part in helping compile and tweak and update many of the maps that you see today. Miles finally got some time off away from school and work. His little honey there, so he could update some player skins and player heads. Like I said, check out his SWAT model. It's just awesome. Just awesome. I think it's probably the best one we have right now. And you got to remember, these skins have been around since Beta 2.0. That's a long time. That's, probably over a year and a half now. So, you know, we've had some complaints on the forums that people didn't like it. Oh, my God, those skins suck. Well, they're not new. They're old. They're just things that we've continued to tweak and update. The new skins are coming with Beta 3, and I think you guys will be completely blown away by the work that Blade Killer and Miles do on the skins. We also have Rabbit Cow, again, another guy who came in the same time as Dragon did, our level designer, a technical wizard when it comes to Radiant. My God, the guy... I mean, he and Yidnar can talk at a different level than everybody, and you understand nothing they say. It's amazing. But Jeff, Rabbit Cow has put a hell of a lot of work, not only into Twin Lakes, but helping out many of the other mappers, not only on the team, but in the community. So props to Rabbit Cow. Sweet Nuts, who unfortunately left the team. Again, he defected over to Raven Software with Epoxel, but props to him for that. Hopefully Urban Terror gave him a foot in the door. Hopefully Urban Terror and Silicon Ice gave him a foot in the door. He's now a graphic designer with Raven Software, and you can also see one of his upcoming maps. Hopefully he's not too upset if I give the name out. It's called Siberia, UT Siberia. It just really wasn't quite ready for Beta 2.6. Who knows, maybe we'll see it in 2.7, but if you guys like UT Casa, you guys are going to dig UT Siberia. It's just an awesome map. And actually, I think I might have a picture of the snowcat over on thesixthfloor.com, so you can check that out. Thaddeus, who unfortunately left during the development cycle, he had to pursue some career changes, but he did provide a bit of code, some moral support not only to the coders and the team, but we were also able to meet him and a few buddies over at QuakeCon 2002, good guy, and I guess he is moving to Vancouver, so maybe Blade Killer will hook up with him, not sure. And where would we be without our lead coder, 27, that's right, he is our main man in charge when it comes to the code. Again, he and Density have just been amazing on the code base, put a lot of time into it, and 27 is now working, I believe, over at 40 Rulers with Mr. Wetwired. For those of you who remember Wetwired, he's actually back too for a bit. He hasn't done any work on this build, but he does plan on updating UT Revolution and UT Ricochet. So if you want something fixed in either of those maps, you know what? Feel free to send me an email, oswald@urbanterror.net, and I will pass that information on to him. But we are looking at getting some more work out of him, as it sounds like he has a little bit of free time. And finally, our last level developer, Wu, who has returned after quite a long... MIA period, missing in action. He returns with his level UT Turnpike, and who knows? I know he's actually working on another level. He did not want us to give any screenshots out of it yet, but it looked pretty pimp, and you know, maybe later we will be able to share some of that with you. A couple other shout-outs to our quality assurance team. I'll just run down the names here real quick. Braxis, Dark Demon, Doc Brew, Dirk Dracostian, SOB, Fragsal, Gleam, Kaiser Associate, Killer King West, Costas, Lieberwurst, Lemming, Logicon, Lord of Doom, Mr. CGB, the Happy Fatty, Mungo's Inn, Queen Bee, Silent Butcher, Some Loser, Speed Freak, Spellbinder, Trozen, Vampirus, Vinsky, Warhammer, Warwiz, and Young. Props to all of those guys and girls for dedicating their time and their energy into testing and testing and testing. I cannot tell you how much we tested this build. We had to have no less than probably 22 or 23 internal builds. Yeah, one was leaked. BFD, what can we do about it now? Absolutely nothing. It was leaked. We released build 11 at QuakeCon. It got great reviews from those who played it at QuakeCon. And you know what? You guys will be happy that we waited until now to release it and didn't give you a half-ass release at QuakeCon back in August. It's just a great version, and we hope you guys really enjoy it. And finally, we did have about 30 play testers. Hopefully I hit all these people, because again, they were ones who also helped us out. After the Nightmare, CC Tapper, CC Zach, DD Nice Storm, DD Ozman from Clan Dogus. We had Eclipse, Ferret Bob, Mike Runner, Seffy, and the dude over at Clan Triad. Oh, she's on there twice. I gotta take her out, don't I? Huh. Sorry. from Clan Triad, No Leaf Clover, 625, Monteleone, and Texas. Also had Jeff T checking out the builds from TSN. We had Hornet OSX, XVI, Rainmaker, XIL, Seffy. You know what? I got him in there twice, too. Damn. HV Spawn, Pit, MC and Big D, Pit Scarecrow, Pit Slayer, Straight Jacket, props to you, bro, for the skills you showed at Everland, Libin, Tom, Wookie, and Z Sashino. That's who actually helped us out. And, of course, in our menu, we do pay tribute to Zaptigan from Clan 30 Plus. He was a big Q3F guy. We met him at QuakeCon, and unfortunately, he passed away. So this release is actually for him and Kelly, the dog that Density lost, unfortunately. That's basically it. I'm going to come back, wrap the show up, and get my ass working on those links so you guys can have Beta 2.6. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN. We'll be right back.
Do you pray in the night? Can you appreciate the winds? And I won't care, I won't fight. I need you close to sing, it's the same beginning.
Can't stop the rock, 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 can dirty, baby. Down and dirty, baby.
The things I enjoy most about listening to the TSN would be the smooth and mellow tunes played during TSN's prime time.
Out of the way, Grandpa.
Oh, man, wow, good maneuvering. They're mid-air.
OMFG, TSN, Psy, f***ing Fleet.
Booyah, Grandma. Booyah.
Did you want your file served to you at mock speeds? File Shack is a network of lightning-fast servers with a direct cross-connection into the Speakeasy DSL user base, giving users of Speakeasy DSL priority network access for the quickest possible download and file selection. All File Shack servers are hosted in Speakeasy DSL facilities around the USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth that's a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. File Shack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the Speakeasy Network. With File Shack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files fast.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Oswald with you live here, Urban Radio, courtesy of TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. And you know what? Go check out their site, kick-ass radio station, the number one internet radio station for all your gaming action. You name it, we cover it. Got some awesome, awesome shoutcasters. As I said, we do cover the greatest games, Return to Castle Wolfenstein. We've had big Quake 3 following recently with the World Cyber Games over in Korea. Urban Terror is getting back on it. A little Counter-Strike, Jedi Knight 2, Tribes 2. A whole lot of stuff going on over at TSN, along with some of the best shows you will hear on radio, such as Arl Fixation with DA and Trillion. That's coming up Monday. We also have a special edition of the lecture with Icy this evening, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. If you're around, check it out. Go over, click on the calendar at tsncentral.com, and get up to date with what's happening in the world of gaming. As I said, we're just getting ready to wrap it up here. A few last words. few last words about Beta 2.6. No, I did not lose my train of thought there. I was just trying to think what I was going to say. We do have 2 versions. We'll actually have 4 versions available when it's all said and done. The other 2 are still being made, thanks to Aphex Twin over at GameRunner. He is making installs for the full version and the update version. Unfortunately, he had personal business to attend to this morning, and I was unable to provide him all the files at that time. So when he gets back later today, we should have those links up for you later this afternoon. We also have a full zip, which is 239 megabytes. So if you have never downloaded Urban Terror, you'll have to download this file, as I'm going to wipe out every other link that says 2.4 or 2.5. It's only going to be a 2.6 full version and a 2.6 upgrade. If you currently have 2.5, all you're going to need is beta 2.6 upgrade. beta26_upgrade.zip. That is going to have everything you need. That includes quite a few files in there. For those of you who continue to send me messages, how do I install beta 2.6? You know, I've had many people do that. I can't get beta 2.5 to install. Why not? But in this zip file, you're going to have URL links to siliconice.com, urbanterror.net. You'll also have a link to the README text. We have a shortcut in there, which is set to the default path for
Quake 3. So if you know how to make a shortcut, do it. But we do have one in there. But the only difference is the one we have included in the zip file is actually set to the default path for Quake 3. Also, we have a sample config in there for those gamers who do not know what a config is. You can just rename this. Change the keys. It's basically self-explanatory. We do have a README file that we hope you check out as we do prop up the community in there. We also have a Q3UT2 icon for those of you who want one. For the server admins, we do have a Punkbuster config courtesy of Tapper over at the OGL. Pack 6, of course, which is Beta 2.6. And thanks to Tapper, we have an updated mapcycle.txt file. We also have a mappacks_mapcycle.txt. These sort of work hand-in-hand for server admins. If you just want to run the map cycle, you can. But if you want to add some of the maps that are in the map pack, then you can basically just cut and paste. Again, it's all self-explanatory. Just read it. Read the text file, and you can understand it. As I mentioned earlier, there is a manual in a PDF form. So now you don't have to worry about the website going down or trying to get online when you're playing Urban Terror on your favorite server. Just open it up with Acrobat, and you can check out the manual in PDF form. We also have a LAN and an Internet server configuration for admins. For those of you who are too lazy to make your own or don't understand how to do it, you can do that. The description.txt. This was a major pain in the ass for Beta 2.5. What the description.txt is the information that shows up in the mods menu. So, unfortunately, we messed up for Beta 2.5, so when you installed it, or extracted the pack file and all the files to your Q3UT2 directory, it said Beta 2.4. We updated that, so now everybody should have Beta 2.6 in their mod menu, and that will help. And finally, there's also a link to the online Beta 2.6 Urban Terror Manual. That's a pack file. The update version is 86.7 megabytes, so that is zipped. I believe the full file is about 122 megs is what Blade Killer told me. And the full version, which includes everything I just spoke of, along with packs 0 through pack 6, is a hefty 239 megabytes. You can only imagine what Beta 3 is going to be, can't you? So those are the pack files. We do hope that you followed the directions and extract them correctly. You do not want to unzip the pack file. You just want to extract the pack file to your Q3UT2 directory. Very simple. You do have to be running the current point release, which is 1.32. You can find that point release over on planetquake3.net. Roger over at planetquake3.net has made that available. No waiting like some other file sites that you may have to go to. You can also get it over at, I'm sure you can get it at Shack News, fileshack.com, hosted by Steve Gibson. We've been pimping him today hard on the show. And if you get confused, don't understand, or you seem to have a problem with the install, you can always go to section 2.25 and check all of your game files. Remember, you will need a full pack 0 in your base Q3 directory. That is 457 megabytes. And you'll need a copy of Quake 3 with the CD key, of course. So check that out. Who's spamming? Yeah, great. Unbelievable. Anyway. As I said, you can also go download the map packs. We do have, 3 new map packs we posted yesterday on, UrbanTerror.net. Team Survivor and Team Deathmatch pack featuring, Proving Grounds, Night and Day, Bungalow, Cambridge, Cargo Light, and Office. The CTF pack features Subway, City Gardens, Intermodel, Drug Lord 2, and Eagle. And the Popular pack features Laneway 2, Golgotha, Demolition, Deville, and Drug Lord. Those are all individual pack files in the zip. So all you have to do are extract those 5 maps, 15 maps, whatever you download to your Q3UT2 directory and fire it up and you're ready to go. Do not unzip them. They won't work. And that's about it. Going to come back and announce the winners of the contest as we already have winners. Thanks to Basilisk for sending over that information. You know what? Be right back here on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald, and we'll be right back.
The online Online Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. With ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence, the OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com. It is Freud's primal part of the human psyche, and one of the hottest game shops on earth, has been rocking the gaming world from Mesquite, Texas since 1991. As a renowned leader in the industry, id Software forged such frenetic titles as Wolfenstein 3D, Doom, Doom 2, Quake, and Quake 2. With intense graphics and mind-blowing action, id Games have helped redefine the modern video game, continuously setting industry standards for technology and gameplay. And in keeping with tradition, id Software has amplified the world of adrenaline-pumping 3D gaming with the release of their latest action titles, Quake 3 Arena, Quake 3 Team Arena, and the executive production of Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Id's advanced Doom 3 engine is leading the next revolution in 3D interactive games. Check out more about id Software at www.idsoftware.com.
Hey, it's Oswald back with your Urban Radio, TSNCentral.com. And we're bringing this show to an end right now. We will have more music, more talk for you on after Urban Radio is over. But coming up right now, we are going to announce, and these are unofficial, of course. We have to get some additional verification on these winners. But here are the unofficial results of the Urban Terror Contest, the giveaway. What's he sending me? Okay. and the unofficial winners of the contest. You know what? I need that link. Where's that link to that basilisk? I know I spammed it somewhere, didn't I? Ah, there it is. Let me actually get the link up here. La la la. Sorry. I know, dead air. Dead air. Blanks is going to kick my ass if he hears the dead air. I know, but he's not back. All right. We had 10 questions in this contest. Question 1, what was the original song played in the elevator in Ricochet? The correct song is Spanish Flea by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Which of the following, number 2, was not a player skin used by the red team? Oh, you know what? Shit. SWAT. That was a blue team skin. What is the CVAR command to adjust the screen location of the minimap? CG underscore map POS. And which of the SID members was not at QuakeCon 2002? That would have been our professional teabagger, Basilisk. Which of the items was not included in Urban Terror? And that would have been roller skates. We never included the Urban Terror roller skates. Who was the creator of the Urban Terror map, Casa? That would be Sweet Nuts. What is the brand name of the fictional beverage advertised in the map UT Docs? That is Proto-Cola. Not Pepsi-Cola, not Llama-Cola, not Coca-Cola, but Proto-Cola. How many rounds in a full clip for the UMP-45? You know what? I don't even know that. What is it, 25? 30? Something like that. You guys can find the answer. Read the manual. What's the name of the damage system implemented in Urban Terror? That would be Ares. And if you have to have an answer why, because a coder came up with the acronym, I forgot what it stands for, sorry. And Oswald's favorite beer, as I've been pimping all day, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. SierraNevada.com, our unofficial sponsor right here on Urban Radio. And the unofficial winner of the GeForce 3 Ti 500 is Nox Sting. It's Nox Sting, who unofficially the winner of the GeForce 3. Muffin Man has won the Urban Terror T-shirt. Kilohertz has won the gaming headset. And Eminem has won the case of balls. Again, those are unofficial results. We will be posting all that information as soon as we make it official, along with all the Beta 2.6 links. That's next on my agenda once I get offline here. Sorry, I'm trying to do too many things at once here. Coming up next week, we will have some more giveaways. We will have a Beta 2.6 server playing. We will have Urban Radio. It's going to be a good time. Hopefully, you will be around to join us for all that. Other than that, I don't know what else to say. Welcome to Beta 2.6. It's, as I said, it's been a long time coming. And we're quite happy to have announced it right here on TSN, Team Sportscast Network. Thank you for all of the support you have shown us over the last 3 years since we've been doing Urban Terror. It really means a lot to us. Hopefully you enjoy Beta 2.6. And it's all good. I will be posting the Beta 2.6 links in about 30 minutes. As I understand, there are links out there, so if you can find one, feel free to download it. But I'm going to need at least 30 minutes to to prep these links. I'm a little behind now, seeing as I've got almost 2 hours here on the radio show. Other than that, that's all I have for today. For Siliconized Development, I'm Oswald, and we thank you for support, and enjoy Beta 2.6. See you later.
Over. All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.
Good job. And now, a fucking public service announcement for fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by pussy bitch, or ass, goddamn motherfucking stupid fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.